You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Today I want to go back and share from a message that I did in 2016, Knowing the Father's Heart. Knowing the Father's Heart. And the purpose of this message was to get us to thinking about being fully integrated or being one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I have noticed in my journey and in the journey of so many believers, we have mainly focused on Christ Jesus. But we have been fully integrated or made one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the one who came in to connect us back to the Father. He is the one who expressed the Father's heart toward us. What he said about himself was, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me. And that you can find that scripture in John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Through Christ Jesus, we are able to make this direct connection with our Father. I understand that it is easier, even for myself, it's easier to relate to and to connect to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He came in the form of flesh, looking like us. He lived among us, and while living among us, he became our healer, our deliverer. He was the compassionate and merciful one to the sinner. And his final act was dying, was for us. He laid down his life for us. He became what is called the sin offering. He who knew no sin made of himself sin. He was taking on the sins of the world. And because he came in the image of man, he also referred to himself as the Son of Man. He was the Son of Man and he was the Son of God. And on that cross, representing us, he died for us. But not only did he die for us, but we also died with him. And when he was raised to life, we were raised with him. And now we are a new creation, all because of this act of this one person, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. When it comes to the Father, most of us are not quite so sure about how the Father feels about us. We see him sitting on, in our minds, we see him sitting on this throne to judge what we do. He's watching over us. Most people see him as the one who implements the punishment. He is the one who turns away from us because we're in sin. In fact, we're told that he doesn't even hear our prayer, and he's definitely not going to answer it because of sin in our lives. In a conversation that Jesus was having with his disciples, he was actually giving them a glimpse of what was to come. He would not be with them always, and that he would be returning to the Father. And one of his disciples, Thomas, said, "Show us the Father." Jesus' reply was that, "If you've seen me, then you've seen the Father." In that conversation, what he was saying to us, he and the Father are one. So because they're one, when we see the heart of Jesus, we're also seeing the heart of the Father, because he's not acting separately from the Father. He is acting in oneness with the Father. He's not doing anything or saying anything that he is not hearing and seeing from the Father. John 17, verses 22 through 23, I'm going to read out of the Amplified, and this is about oneness. This is Jesus speaking to us. This is actually Jesus speaking to his Father. He's praying out loud to his Father, and he's saying, "I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me and that you have loved them just as you have loved me." Amen. What I also want to share before I read this next scripture is I was actually led to sharing this message on the broadcast based on a incident. It was inspired by a situation where I was having a phone conversation with a family member who would oftentimes say something that was it had a sting to it, you know, like being stung by a bee. And a sting can be painful. In talking to this person this particular time, they said something that in the past would have offended or hurt my feelings, but I had no response. And I was really surprised because it was, when did this change occur? The Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and he was saying that the reason I was responding to this family member the way I was responding was because I was responding out of an orphan spirit. We come into this world, and the moment we enter it, it's almost as if we slowly begin to forget where we had just come from. We had come from the spirit realm and birthed into this natural realm. We had left the Father and come into this world. But you forget where you originally came from, where you were birthed out of the Spirit of God. You were birthed out of first and into the earth through a natural channel. And once you enter this broken world, as you grow, you begin to forget the original connection, that original oneness that you had with the Father before you even came into the earth. And through your eyes being opened and you finally seeing the salvation of the Lord that was brought into the earth by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and we receive it and accept that truth in our lives and allow him to begin to operate in our lives and to begin to lead and direct it. We begin to actually follow him. Before, we were doing our own thing. And then if we've truly received him, we begin to follow him. Amen. And we begin to realize that this whole time, our spirit has been searching for our Father. Or let me say it another way, maybe not necessarily our spirit, but our consciousness, our souls, our mind and our emotions. We've been searching for that connection with the Father. Internally, we realize that we're missing something, and we search for it in so many different ways in the earth. Through acceptance by, you know, other people and pleasing our family members and pleasing our peers and then pleasing people on the job, just being accepted. And we even go through that process. Even in the church, we want to conform and be accepted, and we don't want to stand out. We don't want to be different. But that's a whole nother conversation. But there has always, our soul has always longed to be connected to the Father. And once we realize, as we journey through the salvation, the conversion process in salvation, we begin to realize that what we're searching for is our Heavenly Father and how valuable that relationship is in having balance in our lives. And when other people reject us or misunderstand us or don't love us the way we need to be loved, we're okay because now we're one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we're getting everything that we need. The love that he has given us is also the love that we operate in to love ourselves and forgive ourselves, and to love others that we come in contact with, to love them and to forgive them. So everything is coming from the Father. You know, we think that in a sense that we are creating, but we're not creating something that does not exist. We are creating in the earth realm something that is being given to us from our Heavenly Father, from our spiritual Father. We begin to realize that when we give love to others, that we can give it without expecting anything in return. Jesus gave love. He loved people. He healed people. He delivered people. Did all manner of things for people. And he knew that some would reject him and some would accept him. But it didn't impact how he was and who he was and how he moved through the earth, because it was not dependent upon others. He was moving in his oneness with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Everything that he needed, he was getting from that. Because, listen, man rejected him. There were men who were seeking to kill him because they felt threatened by him. They felt threatened by this message of love that he was bringing. And it just didn't line up with their current theology, the law of Moses, that they were very prideful in. They studied these scriptures, they knew these scriptures, and yet they weren't operating in love. And they were putting undue stress on the people they should have been serving. But they wanted people to look up to them, to esteem them, as opposed to focusing people on God. I want to read out of Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. It says, "For in him all the fullness of deity, the Godhead, dwells in bodily form, completely expressing the divine essence of God." So they're basically describing Jesus, who Jesus was. "And in him you have been made complete," praise God, "achieving spiritual stature through Christ, and he is the head over all rule and authority of every angelic and earthly power." John 16, 26 through 28. In these verses, Jesus is basically telling us that now we can ask the Father directly. "In that day, you will ask in my name, and I am not saying to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, because it will be unnecessary. For the Father himself tenderly loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I have come from the Father. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Let's read John. These verses are very well known, even among those who aren't even believers. But I'm going to read John 3, 16 through 18. This is also out of the Amplified, and it's talking about God's love. "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, that is, to initiate the final judgment of the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation. But the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as a personal Savior and Lord is judged already." He's judged by that decision that he just made, that decision to reject and not believe. So he's judged already. "That one has been convicted and sentenced." He's basically convicted and sentenced himself through his rejection of Christ Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. "Because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him. You still have choice. You still have choice. The Father loves us. The scripture tells us that when Jesus was on the cross, that the Father was there, reconciling the world to himself through his Son. The Father never left. He never left us. He has never left us, and he never will. Know the Father's heart so that you understand that you are not an orphan, that you are loved and cared for. You have to know this because without knowing it, it will direct your choices. You will choose things that will ultimately be harmful to you because you don't know your Father's heart toward you. You have not received his love. You've closed yourself off from it. But he's a patient Father. This is how he describes his love. Let's go to going. Where are we going? 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. This is God's love. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-serving. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. This is the kind of love that comes from God. We can't manufacture it. We have to receive it. We have to spend time with that kind of love and just allow it to just permeate through every part of us, through us mentally, through us physically, through us spiritually, and just let that love just resonate through our very being, knowing that we are one. We are one with the source of that love. Know the Father's heart for yourself. When you become fearful about being in the presence of the Father, it's because you're believing some lie about his heart towards you. He has not given you a fear comes from the fear of punishment. Trust him. He sent his only begotten Son to reconcile you unto himself. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, I thank you for the words that I have just shared. And I thank you that through the spirit of these words, because we know that it is the spirit that gives life. So through the spirit of these words, that lives are being touched and hearts are being changed, minds renewed, spirits strengthened. I thank you for loving us the way that you do. I thank you that there is nowhere that we can go that you're not. There's nowhere that we can go that would separate us from your love. And I thank you for this. Amen and amen in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining me today, Friday Night Joy at 7 p.m. on tomorrow with Reverend Ray Rose. Amen. Pastor Ray Rose, glory to God. Be blessed. Just remember, you are loved and you are fully accepted because of your Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. God bless you.